Hello, welcome to audio number 4, Interview Preparation with the Jumpstart Your Job Search Home Study Program with Create Your Career Path and HallieCrawford.com. My name is Darcy Holoweski, Certified Career Coach and the author of the program. In this audio, we're going to be discussing how to prepare for interviews. You've gotten an interview when your cover letter and your resume have done their job. So congratulations, that's a really big step. Take a moment after you get that call that you got the interview, take a moment to celebrate how your materials have helped you get this far, or your networking skills or other things that have gotten you to the point where you're ready for an interview. That's really great. And now comes the very important step of preparing for the interview. It's really important that you spend time preparing for the interview in a very specific, effective way. I want to first, before I get into my particular strategy with preparing for interviews, I want to go over some basics just so that they're covered in this program. Remember, these are things that are often talked about with interviews, and so sometimes we take them for granted, and we can even forget about some of them. So I think it's important to just mention them briefly to remind you of what's important when going in for an interview. Number one is to make sure your dress is very professional. The way that you dress and the way you carry yourself and look is extremely important when going in for an interview. Obviously, if it's a phone interview, you don't have to worry about that. But for a face-to-face interview, the way that you look and how professional you look is very important. So take that very seriously. You don't want to do anything too wild, crazy out there for especially a first interview before you get a sense of the company and who's going to be interviewing you. You want to be conservative in the choices that you make. Often you'll wear a business suit when you go to an interview, and be careful about overdoing things like makeup or perfume or cologne. Make sure that it's tasteful, that you're clean, but that that your perfume or cologne isn't too strong to make a negative impression. Also, make sure you're comfortable in what you're wearing. A business suit isn't always the most comfortable thing, but make sure that it fits. Maybe you haven't been on an interview in several years, and so what you used to wear doesn't fit you so much anymore. See if you can borrow something from someone else or splurge and get something that you'll feel comfortable and confident in for the interview. For women, too, it's important to keep in mind the shoes that you wear. You want to make sure that they're professional but also comfortable and that you can walk in them confidently. So you don't want to wear a heel that's much taller than what you normally wear that you're not used to wearing because you don't want to look unsteady or unsure on your feet. Also important for the interview is that you're on time. It's incredibly important. So to do this, it's important to prepare beforehand. Make sure you know exactly where you're going. Make sure you've written down the time that you're supposed to be there. Do plan to arrive at least 10 minutes early. You don't want to be too early. That might almost put pressure on them, like, oh, we're not ready kind of thing. You want to be 10, maybe 15 minutes early. 5 minutes early is okay, but you're starting to cut it close. You want to make sure you get there in enough time to be able to relax beforehand, take a deep breath, and prepare yourself mentally for the interview. It also sets a very good impression that it's important to you that you're there on time or early, and so it's what the employer can use to say, will this person be on time for work? Well, they were early for the interview. That's a good sign. Of course, it's not always the perfect indicator of what you'll be like every day, but it gives them some evidence that you're taking this seriously, that it's important to you, and that you're responsible. If you don't know where you're going for the interview, then go ahead and drive to the location the day before, or if you can't do that, make sure you leave with lots of extra time before the interview. You don't want to be stressed in getting there. An interview is stressful enough. You don't want the commute to be a big extra stress for you. So drive to the location before the day before, if possible, to see what it's like. Is there a lot of rush hour traffic at that time? Is the building hard to see? Is it hard to find parking? All of these things are going to be helpful for you to know beforehand so that the day of the interview you have more of an idea of what to expect. It's also acceptable when you're called in or emailed to invite you in for an interview, it's perfectly acceptable in accepting the interview to also ask, what will the format be or who can I expect to meet during the interview? What you really want to know is how many people are going to be there and how can I prepare myself? But what you'll find when asking that, when asking sort of what is the planned format or who can I expect to meet, what you'll find is that it gives you information that will help you prepare. So if it's going to be a one-on-one interview, you can know that. And you can know who you're going to be with, so you can look them up, maybe research them a little bit. Or maybe they'll say it's our whole board that will be meeting with you. So then you'll be ready for a lot of new faces. So you can prepare yourself for that beforehand. Again, this will just help you to be less stressed the day of. It also can be a good idea to go ahead and bring your application materials with you to the interview. If you know how many people will be in the interview, you can make enough copies for everyone. Often people will have your resume and cover letter with them, but just in case they don't, this can be an added bonus, a way to show that you prepared, that you're taking the interview seriously, if you bring those materials with you and offer them when you first come in. You can come in, be introduced to everyone, and then say, now, does everyone have a copy of my application or resume and cover letter? I did bring copies. Would anyone like one of those? You know, you can kind of take charge there a little bit, be confident, and offer them something right away. Also, you'll want to carry these materials in a professional-looking folder or notebook binder, something like that. And in that, you can also have a small notebook or pieces of paper that are professional-looking where you can write down the questions that you plan to ask at the end of the interview. Then you don't have to memorize those, and if you get nervous, if you forget them, then you'll have them written down. Make sure you bring something to write with as well, just in case you need to take notes on anything. All right, so now we're going to get into the specific strategy that I help my clients with their interview preparation. So we're going to go back, not surprisingly, we're going to go back to the strengths work that you did at the beginning of the workbook. So you've noticed this has come in quite a bit throughout this program, and here it is again. It's going to be important now you've practiced writing. First, you've honored and owned your strengths. Now you've practiced writing about them in your cover letter and resume. And now you're going to practice speaking about them. So that's an important part of the interview preparations. And you're going to want to think about speaking about your strengths in a certain way that will make them very easy to be understood and remembered by the interviewers who you're with. So there's a certain way that I find is very helpful to describe your strengths or what you're good at or your experiences that match what the position is looking for. And there's an example, a very good example, in the workbook where we're talking about a team, working in a team. And the way that this example goes, this is described later as well, is that it goes from being a broad statement, such as I'm a team player, and then you make it more and more specific in terms of how your specific experience, and then how it relates to that job. So you can read that example in the workbook. And that's something that you're going to want to practice. It's not maybe the common way that you would usually speak about yourself, but it is something to get used to doing and speaking about so that you'll be able to do it when you're asked questions in the interview. Again, you're going to start broad with a very blanket statement, such as the one that's used there is, I'm a team player. It can often be used for, I'm an excellent program manager, or I have great program management experience. You can also use it for things, any different strength that you have. I'm an excellent communicator. Any of those types of things can be used. I'm very good at handling conflicts. So you start with that sort of blanket statement, and that's great that that's out there, but now you need to prove it. Okay, so you're going to want to then describe in what experiences have you had that show and prove that you're good at that thing that you just said? And you want to get specific. If you're too broad all the time, they'll wonder, is this just something that they're saying, or do they actually have evidence to back it up? And so by providing the specific examples, by saying, for instance, if you say you're a great project manager, you would say, for instance, in this job, I have managed this and this project. So you can be very specific with that. So now you've said that you have experience in project management, but you haven't said how great you are. So the next part is to explain, and I excelled in these and these areas shown by these experiences. So what you always want to be doing is providing evidence in your answers to your interview, into the interview questions, for why what you're saying is true. Interviews are a really funny situation because you're essentially trying to prove things to someone about your abilities by sitting in a chair across from them. You can't actually show them often. You can't actually show them your abilities. You have to tell them about it in a convincing way. Some interview styles or formats do include things like showing maybe a teaching lesson or other things. And so those are going to be great ways to showcase your talents. But often there's at least one or two interviews where you're just talking with someone and you have to think about, how can I provide the evidence where they'll believe what I'm saying? How can I get them to believe that what these strengths that I'm saying I have are actually true? Anyone can say they're a hard worker. Anyone can say that they're a problem solver. But not everyone can back it up with examples that make sense and that people believe. So there's a chance in your workbook to go ahead and create some different examples based on your experience and strengths. And this is where you're going to gain a lot of confidence in your interviewing preparation and your interviewing skills. You, before the interview, are preparing to talk about yourself. And you're preparing specific examples that will help you. If you have some different things that you've done in your professional, academic, volunteer experience that you're proud of, those different things will showcase your strengths. And so those experiences are great to pull out, and then you'll be able to, that provides the evidence for those strengths that you have. Okay, so it's important when describing your experience that it includes not only your strengths, but also the evidence that goes behind it. And you get a chance in the workbook, as I mentioned, to brainstorm some different accomplishments or things that you've done and sort of the strengths that pull out from there. And that means you're ready for a lot of different questions because you have these sort of examples already created in your mind. I want to alert you as well to a very common, popular way of interviewing, which is called behavior-based interviewing. And behavior-based interviewing is essentially looking at that question, how can we know if someone will be good at a particular job or at particular duties from talking with them instead of seeing them in action? And so behavior-based interviewing is going to ask you to tell me a time when. So it's pulling from your past experience in order to describe how good you are or what experience you have in certain situations. So you can be prepared in an interview to answer some kinds of questions about your experience and how that relates to the job that you're applying for. So we would all love to receive the questions that we're going to be asked in an interview before it happens. But that's not how it works, is it? So what you can do is you can spend some time preparing based on what is an educated guess of what kinds of things they'll be wondering about for you. You might not prepare for every different question they'll ask, but this preparation will serve you very well. So again, we're going to look to find where are the clues that will help us with what kinds of questions they'll ask in the interview. And the job description is going to be just like it was for the cover letter and even a little for the resume. The job description will give us clues as to what they'll be asking for in the interview. And so look at the portion on the job duties and responsibilities. That section of the job description is going to hold clues for you about what they're looking, what they may be asking the you in the interview based on what they're looking for in the position, because they want to know, are you going to be able to complete the responsibilities that you have, and are you going to be able to do well? And so they might ask for, how does your experience relate, or how will it help you to be successful in this new job based on the duties you'll be responsible for? So use the job description to help you figure out what they might ask, and then to come up with possible answers for their questions. So does the job require job description, for instance, are some duties that you are able to answer a multi-line telephone? If that's one of the duties, then think about, have I done that in the past? Have I seen someone else do that? Have I been trained on that? Could I learn that? Ask yourself those questions and be ready to be prepared to answer a question about your experience with multi-line telephones. So you do have an opportunity in the workbook to go through the different job duties of the job that you're interviewing for and think about, what is my related experience or education or skills? How does it relate to that job duty? So how could I talk about my ability to do that well? If there are job duties listed that you have absolutely no experience with, go ahead and prepare for what happens if they ask me my experience in this particular area, and prepare an answer. It may not be as strong as if you had 10 years of experience doing that. However, if you're nervous they're going to ask you about something, go ahead and prepare what you would do, what you would say for your best answer. Because if they ask you in the interview something you're nervous to respond to and you haven't practiced a response, the response will not be as good as if you've practiced it. So go ahead and think, what's something I'm nervous they'll ask me about, whether or not it has to do with the job description or not? Maybe you have a gap in your work history. Maybe you have some situation that you believe that they might ask about or inquire about that's a legal question within the interview, but that you're just nervous to respond to. Go ahead and create an answer for it. The answer you create in the safety and security of your living room is going to be a better answer than what you decide off the cuff in the interview when you're nervous. So go ahead and prepare for lots of different responses. Again, if you don't have experience in something that they're probably going to ask you about, think about, what have I learned quickly in the past so I can explain that. So if they say, tell us your experience in, say, for instance, being able to manage projects, and you haven't been in charge of managing projects before, you could say, well, I don't have specific experience in managing projects. However, and then you go ahead and explain how in the past you've been able to learn things quickly, and you give an example. Or you can say, however, I was trained by an excellent project manager in whatever, and I was able to shadow this person as they manage these projects, and I'm very confident that I would be able to do the project management for this job. Just be able to explain how quickly you would learn it, or how you have seen other people do it and you have confidence that you would learn it quickly. So you'll go ahead and write the job duties in the workbook as well as the examples that go with it. And that will help you with a lot of the questions that they might ask. Another thing that you're going to want to prepare for are the initial questions that come in an interview. And often the first question is kind of a getting to know you question. It includes something along the lines of, tell me about yourself. It may not be that exact question, although that is a popular question to ask. It may not be that exact one, but it probably will be something along the lines of, why are you interested in this position, and why should we consider you as a candidate? And so go ahead and prepare an answer to that type of question. If they ask about, just the very simple, tell me about yourself, if they ask that, then go ahead and come up with a very professional answer for who you are as a professional in the work environment and keep it related to the job. Again, be mindful of the mantra, what does the employer need and how do I fit that need? So that's how you'll answer that question. You want to answer the question very specifically for how you fit that job. The more that you can express to them how well you fit their job, the more likely you are that they'll select you. So go ahead and think about, why am I interested in this position? Because a question will probably come up in that with that type of angle to it. So go ahead and prepare something and make sure, again, that it includes what the employer needs, not your needs. So for instance, and I talk about this briefly in the workbook as well, if the employer is, for instance, very close to your house, or they're known to have excellent benefits and salary, or they have daycare and you're really excited about that, or you know that they do flexible schedules, those are all things that make you excited about the position, which have to do with you alone. They're not something that the employer would say, oh, she has a great interest in this, that makes her a good candidate for us. Not necessarily. You're going to want to lead in terms of why you're interested in the position. You want to lead with the things that the employer and you share in common. What are things the employer needs that you're excited to be able to provide, that you have experience in providing, that you are confident you'll do well in? That's how you want to answer that question. You can always say at the end of that question, after you've explained what a good match you are for the position and how there's a lot of mutual interest between what you want to do in your next job and what the employer needs, after you've explained that, you can say something. If it's a company that has great salary and benefits or daycare, you can say, and I'm also very excited to work for a company that treats their employees very well in many ways. That's fine. That gives them a little boost in terms of, yeah, we work for a great company, and they'll feel good about themselves and in turn feel good about you. But you don't want to lead in that question about why are you interested in this position. You don't want to lead with very me type of things like, you know, oh, it's great daycare and oh, I'll get a great salary. That feels like you're all in it for you instead of being in it for the benefit of the employer. So remember that you want that impression to come off that you'll be a good match and fit for the employer. At the end of your interview now, it's very common that the interviewers will ask if you have any questions for them, and you're going to want to have some questions ready. Go ahead and have them written down on a notebook beforehand so it's easy reference, and then think about some things that you're honestly interested in about the position that also show sort of what's important to you and will be impressive to the employer. Do not ask at this point about salary and benefits. It's not a really good idea. If it's brought up by one of the interviewers, you can discuss it. But I would suggest you're not the person to lead with that type of question. That's a discussion when they offer you the job. That's when you can talk more seriously about compensation. But for the questions that you're asked in an interview, go ahead and keep them related to the job. Maybe more about what your duties would be, what your responsibilities would be, what you would need to do to be successful. Those kinds of questions are very good. Some kind of stock questions that you can always ask if you're not sure of anything else. You can always ask what a typical day would be like for the person in that role, who you usually interact with, who you would report to if it's not been clear, you can also ask what the interviewers see as the biggest challenges that will happen for the role, person in that role, what attributes they're looking to have in the person that they choose for the role. Those kinds of general questions can be asked, but it's also good to have some specific to the job, things that you're honestly curious about that you can get some response about that have to do with your interest in the company. The next part of interviewing that's really important to keep in mind is that you need to practice the answers that you'll be giving. Of course, you don't know the exact questions they'll ask, so you don't know the exact answers you'll give, but you want to practice speaking about yourself and speaking about the strengths and experiences you've had. writing them down is a great first step, but then you've got to speak about them because you'll be speaking about them in the interview. And so you want to be used to hearing your voice. What does your voice sound like as you're talking about these things? How clear are you? Where do you want to start in terms of your experience around a certain duty or a certain responsibility? What's an important, what are important highlights? And you'll get better and better at explaining yourself the more you practice. And in the workbook, I talk about, for instance, you would never think that a stage actor would read their lines and then be ready for the performance. They have to practice with the other actors. They practice their lines over and over and over, and they practice saying them out loud. So it's really good for you to do the same thing. I suggest that you do it, for instance, if you're driving in the car alone, you can be kind of thinking about different interview questions and answering them to yourself, out loud to yourself. Or there's also the great plan to practice in front of a mirror. Go ahead and lock yourself in the bathroom and pretend that you've been asked different interview questions and practice what your response would be. This gives you a chance to see your own face, to see what the interviewers will see when they're talking to you. So, for instance, do you look bored when you're answering these questions? Do you look like you're excited? Are you engaging as you speak about these things? Does it sound like you're someone that, do you look like someone who they would enjoy working with? Ask yourself these questions as you're practicing in front of the mirror, and it will help you with your tone, your inflection, your facial expressions, all of those things, so that you'll feel more prepared for the interview, and you'll also, your answers will be cleaner, more concise, and you'll feel better about them after you give them. So don't be afraid to practice before an interview. It's very important that you give yourself that time to practice what possible responses would be and to really hone and make your answers concise, believable, and effective. And remember that the more you practice, the more prepared you'll feel when the interview is happening. You can never prepare for every single possible question, but you can be prepared to talk about yourself, talk about your strengths, talk about how well you fit the position, and if those things are covered, you should be able to handle their different interview questions very well. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Again, this is audio number 4, Interviewing Skills, with the Jumpstart Your Job Search Home Study Program with Create Your Career Path and HallieCrawford.com. My name is Darcy Holoweski, Certified Career Coach and author of the program. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.